UK. Good evening. We should say good evening to RBN listeners. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. PJ Barden is my name. And we're here today live on this Saturday, 18th in Central Time America, 18th of August, 2018. And we're back to normal weather here. Damp, dank. Well, you can think and breathe here at, what's it, degrees here? Well, centigrade. Probably 18 degrees centigrade. But the politicians are on holiday, so this is a break to everybody. And on it goes. But today, we're dealing with what we're surrounded by. And that's what I have to deal with this program. Censorship, the insane left, the vaccine war. Well, it's a war on truth, really. The censorship thing is a war on truth, no doubt about it. That's the biggest single war now. Everything, yes is no and no is yes, and white and black, all that kind of stuff. And this censorship of YouTube, Google, et cetera, the vaccine war continues. And the police state is never ending, absolutely never ending. Medical crime, absolutely shocking. Pollution crime by the multinationals and governments and state is just nonstop. And never mind the political correctness language, and that here in Britain has gone just absolutely out the window. And then there's nothing but bad news from London now. Knife crime is just exploding. Shocking deaths and killings. Black young black youths on black killing each other with knives. And it's shocking. It's one horrendous crime there during the week, and the BBC barely covered it. They gave 23 minutes at the top half-hour news bulletin to Aretha Franklin's death. That's the kind of censorship we have in the UK, covering the wrong issues on television. Well, it's part and parcel of what CNN do all the time, lies, lies, lies. But the BBC, it's censorship and exaggeration of stories that just don't matter. But on that subject, and as I was reading here before the program, the English language is collapsing into idiocy, gobbledygook on liberal college campuses. We know that. And gender pronoun lunacy. This gender pronoun lunacy, though, there's a thing on the. I don't mean to go off on too many tangents, but there's a vile creature reporter. She'd be the equivalent of Megyn Kelly, I suppose. Cathy Newman on Channel 4 News. And she was having this debate with Jordan Peterson. He's a very respected clinical psychologist, just trying to keep things sane in the world and defining the proper sane definitions. But he absolutely slaughtered her. She's an aggressive feminist. I think these feminists take testosterone shots first thing in the morning to keep up the aggression level. There's a despicable soap opera thing on television here for the last 25 years, which I never watch, but when going through the channels, I give it 10 seconds and it becomes objectionable, and that is EastEnders. It's a despicable program of nobody behaves like that, but people, I see young people picking up attitudes and accents from it. I mean, it's just depressing beyond belief. But we're saying in this article here, the first known college to do so regarding the English language collapsing, City University of New York, known as CUNY Cundy, located in New York City, recently distributed and has been actively propagating a gender identity and pronouns manifesto. How about that? these are amusing, but the fact that they become real in colleges and these kids getting into debt to suffer this kind of crap, gender identity and pronouns manifesto. And also the BBC, which we have, and all these multinationals here, these sensitivity training. Sensitivity training. This gender identity and pronouns manifesto that instructs students and faculties on how to further bastardize the English language by replacing its traditional gender pronouns with completely made-up ones that reflect a litany of modern-day gender identities. And Ethan Huff is writing this article. He's a very good writer. And he's saying here, the official school-sanctioned document openly declares that individuals who choose their own gender identities. I mean, they sacked a doctor here, a well-established, good-quality doctor in the NHS, for saying that their gender is established at birth, which it is. Officially, and your birth certificate records it. And because he said that, he was fired. I mean, it's just getting out of hand. And as I said, choose their own gender identities, meaning they no longer assigned based on biological sex. Consequently, it is now the responsibility of every normal person in the world to probe which ones are appropriate to use when addressing others who choose to be gender neutral and who reject gender binary. Well, some of these aggressive feminists, if you went out on a date with them, I think you'd end up as gender neutral, but honestly, for lots of reasons I can't say here. But according to PJ Media, nothing to do with me, by the way, which spoke with the school about the situation, students at CUNY, that's New York University, are being encouraged to ask every person they meet which pronouns they prefer. Oh, my God, imagine having that in your life. Included as gender pronoun options are strange non-words like zim, ver, emself, as well as ter, turn, and ears. And a new one for these LGBTs are they. And how can you use that word when they say, kind of say, like, I'm inclined to say to people as a joke, hey, you. That now you could be fined for saying that to somebody who is transgender. And that's the law in America, and it's the law here. Normal people who accept normal gender pronouns like he and she, the manifesto says, have a privilege that people who reject normal gender pronouns do not. Normal people don't have to worry about which pronoun someone is going to use, as determining which one to use is as simple as looking at the person to see if they're male or female. That if you have this privilege yet fail to respect someone else's gender identity, it's not only disrespectful and hurtful, but this is quoting the university, but also oppressive. And the manifesto adds, well, of course, another thing for lawyers to get involved in this crap, to make money and sue people. I mean, it's a never-ending circle of degenerate carry-on in society. Students and faculties at CUNY Manhattan campus have been forced to endure gender pronoun madness for over a year now. While the gender pronoun, well, New York and California, it's two ends of the same stick. While this gender pronoun insanity has been around for several years now, what takes place at CUNY University represents the first time that a school is actively forcing it upon students and faculty members. Well, these students haven't got the guts to walk out of there, as many as impossible. I mean, they're prisoners. They're prisoners of war, basically, of the propaganda war. While other schools like Bryn Mawr College, that sounds like a Welsh name, and Kensaw State University, whatever that is, have similar gender pronoun guides available to their on their websites. None of them, as far as we know, are actively circulating and integrating them into their campus cultures. I won't be long before they are. But things are different at CUNY in New York, where faculty members like Bruce Lyons, a school spokesman, believes that forcing people to use made-up gender pronouns is an appropriate way for everyone to show respect for the LGBTQ community. I think that's about 0.1% of people. So we have to all turn our lives upside down for this. I mean, if people are going to be battered with this, there's no hope. There's no hope for people, or there's no hope for the principle of taking our country back, which is what RBN is about. But pronoun usage is a basic way. He goes on to say, he's quoting this Poxy University here, Ethan Huff, and the university is spilling out this thing like sewage. Like a hose. Pronoun usage is a basic way to respect one's identity, he repeatedly told PJ Media, adding that students can opt into one of the trainings that are held throughout the year that do discuss the importance of correct pronoun usage. I suppose you could write a very good comedy series of filming this. Another way, a cheap way to put program comedy together. It's a surreal and comedy at the same time. Another important information to support oneself becoming a better ally and support to members of the LGBT community. I mean, it's probably 0.1% that are genuine transgender people who are maybe born with difficulties. Fine. That's no problem. I have actually no one, an ex security services guy. And he used to live in the apartment, same as me, and he's a very intelligent, highly trained computer guy. But there isn't even a set standard for which gender pronouns are acceptable and which ones aren't. Oh, good. I hope they have an argument to tear themselves apart. That'd be ideal. And which ones aren't, because they seem to change with the wind as new ones seem to pop up on regular. Well, there's supposed to be 65 of them in California. Where else? At Bryn Mawr, M-A-W-R, for instance, the gender pronouns guide contains, they have a gender pronouns guide. It's like a bus guide, isn't it? It contains words like co, and kit that aren't included in all other guides. This suggests that not only are normal people now expected to learn a litany of made-up gender pronouns in order to pacify the feelings of the mentally ill, but they're expected to learn completely different varieties of gender pronouns depending on the campus or environment they are interacting with. And that'd be quite a difficult thing if you were a visiting lecturer at different universities, relief supply teachers, as they call them here. You'd have to relearn the English language. It's enough to make even normal people go completely mad trying to figure it all out. Yeah, and yes, this is precisely what it seems to constitute higher education in America today. To keep up with the latest news, visit campusinsanity.com. That should be a good site to visit. But that is actually going on, folks. Actually going on. But just I forgot to say, next week I should announce things that's going to actually confirm. But I hope to have a program on weather. Two outstanding guys I'm chasing to come on the program is Piers, get the name right, Piers Corbin, not Piers Morgan, Piers Corbin, a fantastic man. He's about 70 now, but he runs a site, an information site called Weather Action. And he's never got a long-term weather forecast, including this heatwave here, wrong in 30 years. Outstanding. And he's a meteorologist, sorry, got a message here somewhere. And he knows his stuff. He's highly qualified. And he's based on solar energy and moon and jet stream activity. And he blows this COT argument out of the water completely. And what he proves is that 90% of scientists are barefaced liars or cowards. They can't actually speak up on the fundamental principle. Like we did, the CO2 levels in the world are low in the history of mankind. They're very low. As they go much lower, we won't be able to grow food. High CO2 levels mean that the country would be able to grow trees more rapidly and grow food more rapidly. And it is essential. And most of the CO2, I think it's 10 times more CO2 in the ocean than there is land. And it alternates between the two. And the undersea volcanoes, which we've no control on, we've no control over any volcano whatsoever, increase and decrease and are part of the problem when sometimes the Arctic ice begins to melt. It's hot volcano gases coming up under the sea. And that's now been proven. But the International Committee on Climate Change, which is based in Britain here, over there in Norwich, barefaced liars who've been caught out several times falsifying the figures. And Prince Charles writing them letters of sympathy about that they should carry on with their mission, you know. And the BBC, who are the greatest liars in the world about global warming, David Shuckman, and the reporters, who are these climate guys, traveling the world first class at enormous expense, and showing ridiculous photographs like a polar bear standing on a square yard of ice saying that he's stranded. Well, polar bears can, as I said before, can swim 50 miles in a day if they have to. I mean, that's part of what they do, moving around on and off the ice. And Attenborough doesn't tell lies. David Attenborough, his documentaries are correct. God help him, he's 90 now. But the amount of lies that are out there is just shocking. And against the background of 90% of the media in America, 95% owned by five corporations, all they have to do is contact, and they're all signed up to the global warming crap. So the deluge against us is truly shocking. But if I get a chance, either Mark Morano, chasing him, and Piers Corbin, Morano's in the States, Corbin's in the UK here, which means he'd have to come on at 3 a.m. Sunday morning, which is a hell of a big ask. So I'll see what happens this week. But I wanted to do a whole program on all the elements laid out on the truth about global warming and CO2. So we have to do that next week. But the censorship carry on. Google engineer pressured company to delete conservative websites and videos in order to help destroy Trump. Well, they're doing it full bore, and YouTube is now a toxic operation. And Mark Dice, he's busy promoting his book, but he's not doing as many outputs as well, but they've delisted him. And another guy called Gabe Zollner, an outlaw, if you like. But Gabe Zollner is putting out 15 to 25 videos a day, 5 minutes. I mean, this is where people, some of them are very good, and Zollner is very good, highlighting the insanity we're living under. And he's obviously pro-gun. He's armed to the teeth. I think he's in Colorado. But they misunderstand the medium they're working in. I don't mind saying this. These guys, especially these guys like, what's his model now? Bald head. Sorry, somebody close to me on this program. That's nothing wrong with being bald. And a black shirt. Where is this crap uniform come from? I mean, it's insane. Not as all of those, but they don't. That's a side effect. Well, Zolnar putting out 15 videos a day, 25. Does he think people are going to sit down and devote their life to him? I mean, if you have that much output, do a radio program. It's not. I'm not doing a program for my vanity. I'm just part of trying to, for the 8, 10, 20 years connected with John Stavmiller, sending him stuff, and then he last sued me into being a broadcaster, to his detriment, probably. But I was always chasing this information and sorting and sifting and interrogating information. That's the only thing I am claimed to be able to do, and I probably write a lot better than I speak. I'm immersed in writing all day, trying to get things done, and then you get overtaken by events like 5G now has overtaken the urgency. I have to get a piece out on that. But what I'm going to do is put out three bulletins on that and on Agenda 21, and then follow up with books. That's the best way to do it. You have to do everything in publishing these days. I keep telling people that ABC, write a very good header, a subheader, and then go into the subject. And otherwise, you won't take people with you, because people's attention span, and if they are using the internet, in fairness, anybody interested is surely involved in 15 regular websites. So you have to talk on the internet in publishing and writing and doing videos. I don't do videos. You have to talk in sound bites. And I've written on that subject. The Soundbite Society, you don't fight it. You use the same thing back, but just put the best, concise, tight information you can in the things that you are doing. But if you want to, this vile stuff for Google are out in China, conspiring with the Chinese government about social media points. Okay, we'll come to the first break, and we should be back in 3 or 4 minutes.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants. and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com, or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
From Republic Broadcasting, and we were doing gender pronouns there. It's only right. I have a Texan, Ken, here. He's a genuine, he doesn't mind me calling, a genuine redneck Texan, a Confederate. I'm hazarding him to when is Texas going to break away from the Union. But we're saying if we go, we should go send somebody out, Ken would be good enough to do it, to a politically correct university with an over-the-shoulder recorder. Maybe a video camera and interview these people. See, does it really? This is their lives. Do they believe this stuff? But it's shocking to see mental illness and brainwashing in action at this level. But because they were raised without proper parents and raised on Facebook and iPhones, these children are these snowflakes, as they call them now, millennials or what, 25, 30, the snowflakes, the current generation. God help us. A lot of them, not all of them. It depends on the parents in the school they went to. They are so vulnerable, and they think they're well-informed. Boy, are they so. And they said, we're on the edge, the precipice of a gargantuan mental health crisis with young people. But worse than that, they can be manipulated into going to demonstrations and taking up issues, which is what goes on. And the anti-Trump thing, which they haven't a clue about. Trump, with all his minuses, and he has quite a few of them, they take up a cause, and they are all in Britain here. 300,000 have joined the Labour Party under Jeremy Corbyn because they've discovered the word socialism, otherwise known as communitarianism, which is communism, and they think that's the answer to everything. And like the two extremes of life are socialism on the left and multinational monopolies. That's what we have. We have free enterprise has been taken away from us. That's been going on for years and years and years, 10 years now at least. We have been killed by legislation, multinationals like Amazon monopoly. I have to admit, I got some staples delivered today, and I didn't order them through Amazon, but they came with an Amazon label from the supplier. I mean, you can't get away from these people. And I'm coming up to Amazon now in another article today about running these sweatshops, these mega warehouses, maybe a half a square mile, and the staff are getting ill because they can't go to the toilet for more than a few seconds this time. But anyway, Google engineers pressured company to delete conservative websites and videos in order to help destroy Trump. I read these before, but I'm just going back on this program today. It's an amalgam of previous programs. But now a class action lawsuit filed by former Google employee James Danmore Damore claims that a senior engineer at the company pressured officials to sabotage President Donald J. Trump's Android phone. Altman, according to... where's Altman? Who's he? I didn't fuck that name going through the first piece, but anyway, J.D. Hayes writes this. Altman, according to evidence provided in the suit, implores the tech giant to use the full economic force of Google. Yeah, well, that would wipe out most people. For good. Use the full economic force for good. They gave up that a long time ago, in part deleting the Gmail accounts of the president, his administration, and their aides for abuse. In addition, Altman, who still works for Google, called on her as a female, called on her company to blacklist all right sites, right-wing sites. Well, the other word is, of course, conservative and Christian is now called alternative right. Oh, sorry, ALT-right sites on Google Advertising Network while taking down all right videos from YouTube, which the company owns. And she called on the company to remove neo-Nazi sites such as the Daily Stormer from Google. Well, we now have, and it's running at an incredible speed. As I say, within a year, he'll have more indexing on it and sorting. But Mike Adams' realvideo.com is absolutely exploding with people jumping a ship from YouTube. So I reckon within 2-3 years, Adams will have caught up YouTube, maybe wiped them out. But people are aware. There is that waking up of people. But this one in Google, she was named as one of the key architects of political discrimination at Google by a whistleblower we interviewed last August. As we have, just checking, I haven't skipped a page here. Well, they're showing different emails anyway. This one, she was named as one of the key architects of political discrimination at Google by a whistleblower we interviewed last August. That's what he disguised. This is Ethan J.D. Hayes, Stroke Financial News here. As we have reported, she has previously called on the company to discipline or terminate any employee who agreed with James Danmore's viewpoint diversity manifesto. Okay, we're at the bottom of the hour. We should be back in 3 or 4 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on. And learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality. Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, healthcare has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to
to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Coming back in from the bottom of the hour break, and we've been talking about LGBT, political correctness, and Google censorship. But anyway, we have a caller, David, in San Francisco. Hello, David.
Oh, yeah. Hey, PJ. Well, I was kind of spurred when I heard you talking about basically the corporate state, you know, the monopolies mm-hmm. that are emerging. And some years ago, I ran into a lot of people think that Hitler invented fascism, but it was actually Mussolini and a guy named Rocco. So I went mm-hmm. to a yard sale one day, and I found an actual copy of the Treatise on Fascism by Rocco and Mussolini. And I mm-hmm. ended up producing a radio show of it, basically just mm-hmm. reading it in its entirety. And mm-hmm. the monopolies that you're describing today are exactly what those guys were defining. And what's funny about it is that form of government is a round table. And all of the monopolies get to sit at the round table. And the people still get to elect a president, but that president has to compete against all of the monopolies. So whereas, you know, under capitalism as we've seen it, you know, competition is how it stays stable. Once you let it get to monopolies, there's no more stability. Mm-hmm. And
oh, yeah.
Yeah, and what's even more crushing is that in order for the people to be represented, they have to elect somebody who is clever and strong and able to compete against monopolies. And so the election process has to be able to show that. But the monopolies don't want a clever guy. They want somebody who's going to be manipulated. So it's
it is morphed into a super monopoly called the military-industrial complex and the deep state, and there's never been a Secretary of State of the United States since World War II that has not been a member of the CFR, the Council on Foreign Relations. Basically, they nominate and appoint through the token stupidity of the sitting president who's going to be Secretary of State of who's available. That's the way it works on that one.
Yeah, if I remember right, too, there's, I'm trying to think of who the what's that, at Yale, they got Skull and Bones?
Skull and Bones,
Skull and Bones in the history of secretaries of war, of defense, and secretaries of state, Skull and Bones members are almost always in the, that category.
Yeah, so, John Kerry being a prime example, and George Bush, CIA vice president, and then president, George Sr. That's the high-ranking divisions of the Masons. But this super, super division now, which we're all under the thumb of until we break out of it, is the deep state and the military-industrial complex. And Trump is still a semi-prisoner of the deep state. He's flying around in Air Force One and writing executive orders. But one of the things, of the many things, these FEMA camps are not a joke. And there's one of them in I'd love to see a photograph, there's a sketch of it in Alaska, which is will hold 2 million people in a secret FEMA camp in Alaska, right? And Dave Hodges has been highlighting that on his Common Sense Show thing. But
I'm not familiar with that specifically, but, you know, where people have been alarmed about FEMA camps for years, now we've got the ICE camps, which people are almost begging for, and they're...
Sorry, what do you define as an ICE camp? Are you talking about
they're privatized prisons. They're privatized, and if you go to the history of Auschwitz and Bergen-Belsen and all the famous Nazi concentration camps, they were also privatized. Mm-hmm. I was amazed.
That's news to me, but there you are. Yeah. Okay.
And when you see the enormity, if I remember right, you know, San Francisco is 7 miles by 7 miles, so that makes 49 square miles, right? Mm-hmm. Auschwitz was the same size, 49 okay. square miles. And when you start looking at the idea that, you know, they had, crematoriums where they were burning bodies in there, and nobody in the neighborhoods around could smell it, well, if it's 49 square miles, that might explain it. And,
considering the wildfires in California are being carried into the UK, some very very tail end trail of smoke in a storm that's, I'll call it out in a minute, that's hitting the UK right now. It's not here. It's northern England and Scotland that the traces of storm, whatever it is, going through, coming up from the southwest, just the prevailing winds here are southwesterly. And to fly to the United States, you fly southwesterly. Most people don't realize that they're flying across the Atlantic. They're not coming west. They're coming directly northwest. Like northeast, correct. Birmingham, England is 53 degrees north, which is the same latitude as Edmonton, Alberta, right? But it's the Gulf Stream up to now has been protecting us, but not for much longer. There you are.
You can hear by my voice it's kind of reedy tonight because we've been all day long today. It's been hazy and you can smell smoke. So it's this is really not funny. You know, you got to pray for those poor firefighters that are dealing with it.
Yeah.
But I expect you got some other callers, so I'll sign off fairly quick. But the thing that bugs me, you know, is it, like these corporate state, you know, these round tables of monopolies, they are basically the polluters of the world. They're the ones that have caused global warming, and they're the ones that are buying Congress to deny that global warming is happening. And so it's to their advantage that we die quickly before we figure it out.
The final thing I'll say on that is, just to agree with that, the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, is the epicenter of demonic attack of big business taking over the sovereignty of countries and deciding everything through the commercial corporate courts. I mean, and Hillary Clinton said it was the best corporate setup ever. Well, she's the Lord High Priest of Satanism anyway. But there you are. Okay.
Yeah, they don't support small business, and that's that, like I say, straight back to the Rocco Mussolini thing. The design was for monopolies. So you would have the dairy monopoly, the railroad monopoly, trucking, steel. Yep. All of these monopolies would be sitting at the round table of government, and they don't want a smart president. They want an idiot so they can take over.
One final point. Trump does not understand small business. Like, he lived in the glass bubble of New York, property of millions and billions, etc. But it's the test of an economy is money circulating locally? I've been saying that for 35 years, since I was a teenager. The circulation of money locally and regionally is everything. And no city should be dependent on one massive industry. If that industry goes, the city is blown to bits.
Okay, thank you for that. Yeah, you become a colony. Yeah, good week. Thanks. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Thanks a lot. Okay, but that's part and parcel of the same thing. And this Google monopoly, at least they've now been fined again in Europe. There's one positive thing about the European Union. The trade commissioner, a Danish woman, she's kicking the living hell out of these multinationals like Google for not paying tax and on their monopolistic behavior. And I think they were hit with a $2 billion fine there a few weeks ago. And Trump was saying, oh, one of our great companies was hit by the Europeans. Well, buddy boy, monopolies is the enemy of everybody and any society, crushing monopolies. Like the Amazon factor. I was writing a piece for somebody there yesterday on the guy in the bank who wanted to know what I'm doing. And I sent him a piece. But the 73% or something of all internet sales are now are Amazon. I mean, that is outrageous, and nobody is lifting a finger, and they're not paying sod all tax, and they're running sweatshops. And here's another one for you. Of the top five corporations in the world, and I think we can name them as Google, Facebook, Twitter, what's the other one? There's another one, and Apple. Only Apple makes something. The rest are based on algorithms and software. So Google, Facebook, and Twitter could collapse in a depression and be wiped out because they haven't got a product. They don't make anything. The asset is software and data, and that is what they run on. But that doesn't give Apple any more credence. They're an obnoxious company. Apple led the charge with Facebook to delist Alex Jones, who I have not much sympathy for. But that's the start. It's attack, attack, attack. And I was saying to Ken today, the board up here, that I'm delisting off my computer now this week. Firefox, a very good system, but Firefox have signed up to this attack on conservative values, etc. They haven't hit me yet. I'm very worried about the updates that go on my computer, but I have encryption on two or three systems protecting the computer. But they, the one to substitute them with and give this out to people is Brave, a desktop operating system, Brave, B-R-A-V-E. It is absolutely outstanding. And there is a way of putting all your headers into what my tech man has done for me. And we'll switch over this week. So that will be another plus. But we're being attacked on this thing where I can't send a reference off YouTube now. It won't send the reference, but it won't open. And that's a block put out by YouTube because I'm probably connected to RBN. But we'll see what happens in the near future anyway. But reading, just to finish this article on internal, just to repeat the header on it, we were talking about Google engineer pressured company to delete conservative websites and videos in order to help destroy Trump, etc. We were wading through this article. But further down it says, in recent months, both YouTube and Google have attacked Natural News and its founder, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Okay, this is from April this year. By targeting, but they took 30,000 of his videos and ditched them, but they put them back up then. But he has his own servers anyway. He lost a certain amount of stuff, but he's a smart guy. And I can tell you, Real Video Broadcom would be very, very well protected by him. You got to have your own server today, or you're just a sitting duck ready to be taken out. First, Google blacklisted all Natural News stories from the search engine, which is the cyber equivalent of internet banishment, considering that Google drives 70 to 80% of all search traffic from its website. This is the figure that these monopolies are up to, 70% Google search traffic. Amazon, 70% of all commercial merchandise on the internet. Right? The only thing it's promoted in Britain is the sale of vans, Ford Transits, Mercedes, and VW vans. I mean, in this tiny town I live in, all the courier companies, PHS, all of them running around the town for 3 hours in the morning, and the town retailing is collapsing. But both actions were arbitrary. This is YouTube attacking people. Both actions were arbitrary, not based on either platforms or community standards. This great phrase they have developed, which is a real, like the LGBT, the community standards. Well, that's not defined. You can't define that even in a court case. You're not compatible with community standards, therefore you're off. There's no such standard anywhere in the world, and the laws have to be defined. Someone at both companies simply didn't like what Adams on Natural News had to say, like the truth and giving people fantastic help with their health and mental health, physical and mental health well-being. It is one of the best sites in the world for resource of information. And as for Dan Moore's lawsuit, he pretended, this guy who sued, he presented more evidence that Google's ad department are attempting to undermine revenue that many conservative sites depend on. Well, that was the last fine that the European Union imposed on them. I think it was $3 billion for manipulating and excluding companies from competition. So the suit says that when Google's large computer sales LCS team learned that the Canada-based conservative news site, The Rebel Media, was targeted by the far-left group Sleeping Giants, they used it as an excuse to advise all their clients to withhold advertising placement on conservative sites. Well, if their sites, their advertising clients took advice from Google, they're absolutely stupid. In a form or template email to the company's ad clients, Marshall Self, this is the guy, the director of agency at Google, advised clients to take part in the tech firm's wide number of controls, including placement exclusions. Another phrase, placement exclusions. That's sabotage, we should call that. And filters for political content in order to keep their ads from appearing on certain sites, apps, etc. There is little doubt anymore that the tech companies are indeed banning or attempting to revenue starve any political or cultural sites that doesn't adhere to the Marxist left, and that they are absolutely communist. Final word on this. The only question now is whether anyone will ever get any relief from the courts. Well, it depends on the judge. The courts are stuffed with these lefty liberal judges, and they're an absolute disgrace because there's no arbitrary system. At least in Britain, all industries have a regulator, an industry regulator, the water regulator, the electricity regulator. And you can appeal to them if these five monopolies, and they're regularly fined for bad behavior and sharp practice and dirty dealing on a regular basis. But anyway, we got the number today. With one caller so far, David in San Francisco. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. And 4 or 5 hours here, I'll read some of them. Google employees finally wake up and realize they are working for pure evil. Yeah, it's like you'd find out you're married to the mob. Al Drone Terminator Project meets internal resistance. And again, Ethan Huff is writing this article. I've read out a lot of the stuff over the years. Anyway, it says more than a dozen Google employees have quit working for the Tech Monolith. Well, that's real action. Tech Monolith in recent weeks as a response to the company's forging ahead with Terminator-esque artificial intelligence, well, algorithms that attack you, AI, artificial intelligence programs that could end up weaponizing machine learning technologies to use in military war games. Okay, it's a mouthful. Known as Project Maven, and names and names and names and categories. This particular attack is known as Project Maven. The Department of Defense collaboration seeks to expand the functionality of AI technologies by teaching AI drones how to better identify people and objects of interest. Yeah, they can send a drone to your house, can sit on the power lines outside to go home, and then attack you and kill you. They actually have those. I've seen them demonstrated on YouTube. According to Google spokesman, the program won't be used to harm anyone. What a barefaced lie. But will instead be scoped for non-offensive purposes. Barefaced lying again. I mean, there's no end. But many Google employees aren't convinced, as almost 4,000 of them have signed onto an internal company petition calling on Google to abort the project and get back to doing no evil. You know, which they used to say from the beginning, which is what the world's largest search engine claims as part of the mission statement. The original mission statement, Larry Page and Sergey Brin. Okay, we're coming up to the next break, and we should be back in 3 minutes, okay?
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Coming back into the last few minutes of the first hour. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting, and we're talking today about censorship and political correctness, the first piece of this program, and the obscene behavior of Google. And it says, is Google another asset spook of the military-industrial complex? It's asked the question. Well, the answer is yes. Others who don't currently work for Google agree, including members of the International Committee for Robotics Arms Control. No, they are ICRAC. This group issued its own letter of a similar nature, signed by more than 200 researchers and academics involved in artificial intelligence, that chastises Google for agreeing to participate in the Department of Defense and other federal government agencies in developing the technology. Yeah, and they're working with the Chinese who have these social credits, which means it's a point system, not nectar points, that if you're a good little citizen, you can get your wages and you can get on a bus and you can get this. You know, otherwise, you are excluded. as it says, like the cashless society syndrome, you will be wiped out at the stroke of a keyboard. That's what will happen. And it says the letter emphasizes that Google should commit to not weaponizing its technology, which the company can do by immediately terminating its contract with the DOD, Department of Defense. By doing this, Google will clearly reiterate that its purpose is to help people find information quickly and not to help rogue deep state entities achieve technologies, breakthroughs in military weaponry that could one day render humans as slaves to the fake smart robots. Well, we're well into the entrapment of being slaves already. If ethical action on the part of this group of 200 scientists are objecting to this misuse of artificial intelligence, they're saying if ethical action on the part of tech companies requires consideration of who might benefit from the technology and who might be harmed, we can say with certainty that no topic deserves more sober reflection. No technology has higher stakes, well, I would think 5G is up there as well, than algorithms meant to target and kill at a distance and without public accountability. Yeah, it's unbelievable. In partnership with the Pentagon and Pentagon AI Initiative, as it's also being called, has already received a whopping $7.4 billion cash infusion from the Department of Defense. And stated, was that stated in their annual budget? I wouldn't think so. With the stated mission of accelerating DoD integration of big data and machine learning. This doesn't sit well with Google employees and outside techs alike, including one anonymous Google employee who reportedly told one media outlet that he doesn't understand why Google... Sorry. Excuse me. I don't have a cough button. Being as large as it is, would ever bother with such a project? It's not like Google in this little machine learning setup. Some misprint of this article here. This little machine learning startup that's trying to find clients in different industries. This anonymous employee is quoting us saying, it just seems like it makes sense for Google and Google's reputation to stay out of that. That's not going to stop them. Considering what they have emerged and what they've become. When speaking out internally, as Google employees are encouraged to do, yeah, and they're marked for life, they're going to be fired eventually anyway, has no effect. This same employee decided to quit. Actions speak louder than words, and that's a standard I hold myself to, this employee said. I wasn't happy just voicing my concerns internally. The strongest possible statement I could make was to leave. Read about more examples of pure evil dominating the modern world of evil news at evilnews.com. Follow news about drones and droneswatch.com. Okay. And they said that they're giving advice about how to follow this absolute monster of artificial intelligence and algorithms. Absolutely. But just one or two more articles about Google. That the blowback against Facebook, Google, and Amazon is just beginning. Well, I hope so. And we'll come up to the last break of this hour, and we'll follow up with this article in a few minutes. Okay.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.